It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Back here on the Drive, hour number 2 underway. Russell Barron, Marcus Young cruising with you on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here at East Tennessee. Send things back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Marcus is standing by. Your top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by G&J Auto Graphics. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number 1, we got some World Cup news. Argentina defeated Poland 2-0. Mexico defeated Saudi Arabia 2-1.
It's a final now.
However, with Saudi Arabia scoring that one goal, Argentina wins the group and Poland advances. Is the runner-up.
That really, I hate that they scored that goal, Russell, because Poland was one yellow card away from that being tied with Mexico, and then they would have drawn lots, whatever the hell that is.
First time since 1978, El Tri does not get out of the group stages of the World Cup.
Crazy. Also, Australia defeated Denmark 1-0, and then Tunisia defeated France.
Wait, who?
Tunisia? Listen, I'm not a man of the world, as you both think that I am.
No, we don't. So it's I believe, Tanzania.
Oh, my God.
There, you're no longer allowed to. Only Russell can judge us.
You're trying to say Tunisia, Marcus. That is a country in northern Africa
based off what he said. I didn't see that it said Tunisia. I was just thinking it was Tanzania. It's a damn World Cup, dude.
Go on, please.
They defeated France
1-0. They did defeat France. What an upset for the Tunisians. They do not go through, though, unfortunately.
No, they do not. At number 2, got Tennessee basketball today as they take on McNeese State. Men's basketball. My throat. That was not me.
He's struggling right now.
Come on, man. Get it together.
You're struggling.
You called it award-winning, and it put a lot of pressure on me, Russell.
Yeah, you a fine reputation to live up to. You're not doing a very good job of doing it, though.
They play McNeese State at 7:15 on the SEC Network.
Going to be watching that.
Should be a fun game tonight at 7:15.
You guys expecting to see Triple J tonight?
No. I think we talked about this yesterday. You've got three lowly regarded opponents here in the next week. I mean, I see no reason to risk it. If this is going to be a problem that has to be managed, I don't know, man. I hope we can get him healthy. I don't want this to be where it's like he's playing a game here, a game there. Like, how do you expect to play 2 games in 3 days in the NCAA tournament in March?
Well, hopefully by that time, his knee will have fully healed.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not a thing where his knee's not ever going to be the same as it used to be kind of a situation. I mean, I don't want to speak that into existence, but that's what's on my mind.
Well, I mean, we know he had a procedure done surgically before the season, so those things take time. Hopefully it's nothing long-term, but it is frustrating when such an important part of your team is unavailable here early in the season.
At number 3, a couple of news coming out of the Tennessee football. We actually have 4 Tennessee volunteers who have earned invites to the Senior Bowl. You have Hendon Hooker, Cedric Tillman, Darnell Wright, and Byron Young, all 4 receiving Senior Bowl invites. Along with that, you also have Hendon Hooker named as a finalist today for the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award.
Cool. Loved seeing those honors. The Citra Bowl, Senior Bowl thing is important, man. We need to get as many guys drafted as we possibly can. Talking about the portal, talking about all this recruiting stuff, I mean, that's key. That's, I think, another part of the puzzle. People talk about, well, we had the, you know, borderline top 5 season. Why is recruiting still at the, 10 to 15 range, according to the team rankings on the websites? Well, I think part of that is the recruits want to know they go to a school, they're going to the NFL. That's how they view these colleges, as conduits to professional football. And so we need to make sure that, Darnell Wright, if he goes, he needs to get drafted. Jalen Wright, Hyatt, Tillman, obviously, Hooker, as many guys as can get drafted, man. That has been such a problem spot for Tennessee. We've had years where nobody gets drafted here lately. That never used to happen. We need to get back to the days where every draft, you've got 5 to 10 guys getting drafted and hopefully at least one first rounder every year.
And finally, at number four, was announced today, interesting news, that Trent Dilfer has become the head coach of UAB football.
How about that?
That's it's interesting.
He is the 7th head coach of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. No head coaching experience in college ranks, although you have Lipscomb Academy High School was where he coached.
Mm-hmm.
So seems like UAB's taking a similar approach as Indianapolis Colts. Don't have experience in our ranks, we'll give you the head coaching job.
Yeah, he's a charismatic guy, man. We had him on the show last year. I got to interview him, and he's like he's just one of those guys, man. You can see it. I don't know anything about X's and O's to begin with, but if he has that part of it, there's no doubt he's going to be an excellent recruiter and team leader and all that stuff. And that's a good place to start. You know, UAB, it's not in the SEC or anything. He's going to have a chance to show what he can do. He's a big name and has lots of connections, not just with his time at Lipscomb, but he was head of that Elite 11 thing for so many years, has contacts all over the football world. So I'd be really interested to see how that turns out, because if it goes well for him, I could definitely see him getting into a Power 5 job in the next 5 years or so.
Oh, absolutely. Charismatic guy, did all that time on TV, and I mean he's got a Super Bowl ring too, so he's done he did a really good job at Lipscomb. I don't really think they did very much before he got there, with some pretty serious financial backing. He's built it into basically like a small college team over there.
Well, he will be taking over on Friday, as they will be playing in their championship game in Chattanooga tomorrow.
Oh, he's staying through the championship game. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Okay. Congratulations to him. That is your top four at four. Congratulations to you, whoever you are, who is about to win free tinted windows from G&J Auto Graphics. This is the last free window tint Wednesday of the year. And we'll be giving away one last free window tint job coming up here at 5:30. Actually, a little later than 5:30, because we got our guy Josh Pate coming on the show in that time slot. So you've got plenty of time to get registered if you haven't already. This is pretty much your last call, folks. Go to fanrunradio.com/tent and give us – it'll take you 20 seconds. You give us your name, phone number, email, and the make and model of your car. Boom, that's it. You're registered, and it could be you winning this fabulous gift that is valued at around $300, depending on the size of your windows, make and model of your car, all that good stuff, from G&J Auto on this free window tint Wednesday. Stay tuned to find out our lucky winner coming up here in hour number three. All right, let's get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200 is your number to get up on the show with us here this afternoon. We are covering a lot of ground, a lot of college football talk in hour number one. You've got the portal going on, Tennessee, with 4 guys going into the portal today, 2 receivers. Both the Jimmies are gone. We need some more Jimmies. Barely, you can't just lose 2 Jimmies and be left Jimmy-less.
No.
Speaking of Jimmies, I see where Jimmy Brumbaugh, I don't care, is out as defensive line coach at Auburn. He will not be retained by the new coaching staff, according to Cole Kubelik.
Yeah, I just saw that. And then I saw Mark Nagy quote tweeted Cole, chuckling.
Poor Jimmy Brumbaugh, and I don't care. He has been well-traveled the past couple of years, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mark does raise a really good question, Mark Nagy on Twitter. If he still wonders if he's still pocketing money from the 4 weeks he worked for us.
Well, he made it through a full season at Auburn. That's good.
Like, I wonder when I imagine they just wrote him a check when Pruitt pulled that stunt on him, just paid him out.
he was regarded as a kind of up-and-coming dude when he was at Kentucky.
Yeah, and he screwed up, and he joined Jeremy Pruitt here. Torpedoed his career.
Jimmy Brumbaugh and I Don't Care out today at Auburn. They better keep their grimy little paws off our defensive line coach. You don't think he'd do it, do you, Bear?
No, I think – I mean, his daughter's going to UT now, and okay. I think he's comfortable here, I would imagine.
I hope so.
I mean, it seems like Josh Heupel and Danny White are – seem like pretty easy guys to work for from the outside looking in.
It does seem like this is a staff you want to be a part of.
Yeah, and he's got – you know, the Spire group.
The last time we could say that.
Hey, a long damn time, man. Probably Coach Majors.
Oh, Coach Fulmer, right? He didn't have much turnover.
Nah, but that was just a whole nother problem unto itself. But, yeah. And he's also got – he knows that he's at a school that's serious about NIL, and he's going to be able to recruit. I mean, he's got the Hobbs kid coming in. I think, you know, he'll have the level of talent that he's accustomed to working with.
Wade on Twitter says, is there anything Danny White can do about this bowl situation? As a Vol fan in Miami, I will be irate if the Vols do not come to the Orange Bowl. It's a good question. I mean, I don't think he will do anything publicly. He's
be on the
doing
phone with
whatever
Sankey.
He can behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'd say it involves he's probably in close talks. There's no way the SEC office is liking this at all. You know, I don't see it. Do you? It's a hell of a power move. I mean, the Rose Bowl's pissed off so many people, Russ.
I'm just tired of the whole good old boy bowl system. I'm not a good person to ask about it today, Bear, because I will freely admit I'm looking at this thing through orange-colored glasses. We didn't fuss about the bowls until today.
Until we got screwed out of a big one. Or it looks like it. The fix is in. So.
But it just kind of – I don't know. To me, it seems as we sit here today to be an outdated thing. I mean, it doesn't matter for the playoff. Like, if we make the college football playoff and you tell me the game's in Alaska, like, I don't bat in it. Like, who cares? Who cares bowl game it's in? Like, I don't even know. I know it's the Fiesta and the Peach, but I don't know, like, who goes where, who gets first choice. Like, I don't care. Do you think Georgia fans might want to stay home, but do you think that Michigan fans – or TCU and USC fans who have not been here before, like they do not care. They will go wherever. They just want to be in the playoff. Like, why is the bowl thing even a part of it? You could it doesn't have to be the Fiesta Bowl, the Peach Bowl. You could say this is the Timbuktu Bowl and we're playing it in South Dakota this year, and people would not bat an eye. Be like, yeah, whatever. It's the college football playoff. I'm there.
Well, the other thing they could do is they could just play in NFL state, you know, put them in NFL stadiums and, like you're saying, leave the other bowls intact, and then that would take care of the problem. The problem is we got four playoff teams taking up spots in, you know, what is it? Two bowl games a year. This is where I start getting really confused about how all this works with the bowls. That's the other problem. It's just so confusing, Russell. That's what I keep coming back. It shouldn't be this hard, should it?
No, but this is the system that we've created by chasing these bowls and convincing ourselves that these things are prestigious. They're not. It's not that, you know, Miami's nice and it's warm and everything, and we have been to the Orange Bowl, and that's kind of cute and alluring. But let's be honest. Clemson is the attraction there, or North Carolina. We just want to go. We want to see Tennessee involved in the better ball game. If we could play Clemson in the Cotton Bowl and we're going to blame UCF or Tulane in the Orange Bowl, I'd rather go to the Cotton Bowl. But they sell us this, oh, it's the granddaddy of them all. Oh, it's the Sugar Bowl. Oh, it's the – who cares, man? Like, Is that doing anything for anybody? And it used to, like, I get it where it came from. I mean, this stuff is a relic of the pre-World War II days.
Yeah,
when
it's
people listen to games on radio, and you got on the train, and you traveled across the country to Pasadena to go to the Rose Bowl, and it was this huge stadium in this bucolic setting, and like, okay, that was cool, and it was still cool in the 1960s when not every game was on television, and you could listen on the radio, and oh man, Tennessee's playing Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, and all this stuff, like, dude. We've all got phones that go to outer space in 2 seconds in our pockets now. Like the allure of going to Pasadena to play in the Rose Bowl, which is not a great facility anymore, by the way, is not all that much. People just they want to go to different places. They want new. They want good matchups. They want to see their teams playing in good games. It's nothing against Dallas. Like, Dallas is fine, man. It's a cool stadium. It's like you're playing a group of five school versus playing a
Clemson
team that you got beef with. They've got your colors. They've been stealing recruits out of here. Coach been bumping his gums a little bit. That's a juicy matchup, man. That's all we want to see.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. I mean, do you really, if you're on the Orange Bowl committee, are you really happy that you're getting
– Yeah. You're the granddaddy of them all, and one of your marquee schools that you always want to come and that supposedly always wants to come to you is like, good.
No, I'm talking about the Orange Bowl folks.
Them too.
I think that they – which one do you think they would rather have, Ohio State Clemson or Tennessee and Clemson?
Here's the thing, man. You talk about the Orange Bowl folks, the Rose Bowl folks. That's always – like, why do these people – Why are we letting them have a say in college football postseason? I'm sure they're lovely people on an individual level, but it always really felt dirty to me whenever, and we don't do this anymore, thankfully, but I remember like those 2 years that Tennessee was in the Peach Bowl in the mid-2000s, and then when we would play in that game down there, like Gary Stokin was the guy's name.
Right.
And he's like, he's the head of the Peach Bowl. Like, everybody knows that name, right? He's the head of the Peach Bowl, and he would come on the radio shows and promote it and everything. And it always struck me as, it was like, what are we doing? Why are we talking to this guy? Like, he's just this dude who runs a bowl game. Like, what are we doing here?
He's a promoter.
Like, the Franklin Music City bowl guy, like, he had a guy who's like Ramsey or somebody was his name, and they would come on. And it's like, why are we talking to these guys, man? Like, we shouldn't even know who they are. We should have a system that slotted the fourth team goes here, the seventh team goes there, and then the winners meet here, and then the champion is crowned this day, this game, this place. We shouldn't have Ohio State calling some guy in a suit in Pasadena and like, we don't want to come here. We came here last year. I don't know if our people are going to go. Like, who cares? This is sports. It's a competition, man. You're supposed to go where you earn going.
I mean, if the Big Ten pulls this, I wouldn't care if Alabama makes it in the playoffs.
865-546-8200, your number if you want to get up with us this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. Big Orange Philly's phone line's wide open this afternoon. 546-8200. The Drive continues. Back with more right after this. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. It's time for The Docket, brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the Car Wreck Pro attorneys. And a Gainesville police spokesman says Florida quarterback Jalen Kitna has been arrested on charges relating to child pornography.
Wow.
That's not good.
No.
Developing story. That's all we know. But not something you want your program associated with, I would say.
Is he related to John Kitna?
Gotta be.
Yeah, it looks like it's his dad.
That's just, yeah, that's bad, man.
I hesitate to even say this because, like, it's just, you know, I hope, like, not that it's much better, but it's a little better. Like, if, you know, he's what, like 19 or 20 years old, I'm guessing. Like, I don't know what the age of consent is there, but these kids and their phones, man, they're always, you know, sending pictures back and forth. Like, if he's mixed up with like a 17-year-old girl, you know,
yeah,
and, like, he's sending him pictures. Like, I'm not saying that's good, right? But that's a little bit different than, like,
full on,
yeah, like 5-year-old something.
Pedophilia. Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be my only hope. I mean, even that is going to send him to jail for a while. But
yeah, he's in Florida. He's going to go to Rayford.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Bob. Elsewhere, speaking of Florida, a woman who attended a wedding in the Sunshine State is suing the event's caterer, accusing her of serving guests food laced with, quote, poisonous levels of marijuana.
That's not possible.
I mean, what do you? I mean, everything's poisonous, you know. You OD on
the
water.
The amount you would have to eat.
Well, we can quickly devolve into a, you know, definition debate here, but I would just say that if you're not expecting any marijuana and you get some, you've been poisoned. But regardless, according to a lawsuit filed Monday, Virginia Ann Taylor Savaboda, lady, pick a name. Man, what are we doing here? Four names? I mean, good grief. Says she suffered, quote, severe and permanent injuries after Jocelyn Bryant of Jocelyn's Southern Kitchen Incorporated reportedly allowed food to be infused with harmful levels of cannabis. Taylor Savaboda lawsuit argues she had no idea the wedding's food contained marijuana, resulting from her suffering from, quote, marijuana poisoning. She is accused of Bryant of negligence, and her lawsuit seeks more than $30,000 in damages. She says that Bryant should have known that allowing the food to be served laced with marijuana was reasonably likely to cause injuries and damages to wedding guests. On February 19th, and I believe we talked about this, Bear, at the time. I think this was on the docket earlier this year. A wedding reception turned to chaos after Seminole County Sheriff's Office deputies arrived to find guests complaining of feeling high. One guest told deputies that he felt like he, quote, had drugs inside him after only consuming food and wine. When authorities showed up, first responders were already treating several sick guests, and a few attendees were eventually sent to the hospital.
What are they treating them with? Pink Floyd? Well, what do you need?
Ice cream. Lots and lots of ice cream.
I mean, maybe some super old Fleetwood Mac, like, what's that, Albatross? You know, that works good for treatment?
Far out, man. A female guest reportedly told officials that the food was laced with marijuana. Another guest said that he was feeling, quote, ill and high, according to the report.
Got right
on top of it. He wanted to press charges against the people responsible for possibly lacing his food. Samples of the food served at the event were sent to a lab for testing. Lab results revealed lasagna and bread tested positive for THC, an active ingredient in marijuana. Bryant was charged with violating the Florida Anti-Tampering Act, delivery of marijuana, and, quote, culpable negligence in April. According to the report from the sheriff's office, the bride also faces several charges, including tampering with food and delivering marijuana.
I mean, that's a pretty significant for a wedding reception. That's a pretty significant investment, too, by the way. Like, I'd be interested to see what the levels were. I'm not going to completely call for this woman's head right now at this point. I feel like people are I don't know what you do there.
I mean, it sounds like she faced several charges. I don't know what come with those charges, but $30,000 is not a lot of money to ask for in a lawsuit like this. And I mean, look, this is not an anti-weed rant. You want to smoke weed? You want to eat a little THC-laced edibles or whatever? Hey, man, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. You can't give it to people. You can't dose people.
No.
At a public event. You can't just drug people without letting them know.
That's uncool.
People are not going to be cool with that. I would not be cool with that. And I would want you arrested, and I'd probably sue you. So,
did you ever get dosed? Just asking a question.
No, I've not. I would be very upset. I take it you have.
Yeah, once. It's a nightmare. I did end up in the hospital.
My grandfather said that when I was a baby, that he used to rub whiskey on when I was teething.
Yeah.
That was his treatment. It was Grandpa's old cough syrup.
Yeah, I think he must have grown up the same place as my grandma.
Really, we all dose our kids, I guess, at a certain level. Dose your dog, you put the pill in the food.
I don't really, man. I did that one time with a golden I had, and like, dude, he slept for like 18 hours. I gave him a Benadryl. The vet told me to. It scared the hell out of me. But I never, unless the doctor said to give it to my kid, I'm not. Tylenol's about the outer limit. But yeah, that is uncool as hell to do that. Like, if you're not ready for something like that, and you've never ingested anything like that, I imagine
not cool, brah.
Nah.
Like, not cool, brah.
Like, your head's in one space, and all of a sudden you get yanked up to a whole nother level of reality. It's not fair.
That is the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the Car Wreck Pro attorneys. If you've been injured in an automobile or on-the-job accident, don't let your settlement add insult to injury, folks. Fox and Farmer have more than 100 years of combined experience helping East Tennesseans get the settlements they deserve. They're going to fight for you and your rights and stand up to anybody to protect you and make sure you're treated fairly. Call them today for a free consultation, 865-531-9400. That's 531-9400. Fox and Farmer is online at foxandfarmer.com.
We do have a little bit more information about the Jalen Kitna thing coming from Ross Dellinger.
Do I want to hear it?
Well, I mean, it's about as serious. It doesn't sound like it's, you know, the seven.
In any way explicable?
No. Authorities, according to Ross Dellinger, authorities executed a search of Florida quarterback Jalen Kitna's apartment with cause that it contained evidence of, one, child porn, and two, distribution of child porn.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross, man.
He's probably going to be about 45 before we see him again.
We can argue about a lot of things in this country and what should be legal, what should be illegal, what should be the punishment be for this versus the punishment for that, too lenient, not lenient, you know, whatever. There ain't much debate. I mean, that's one of the few things most people in this country agree on. I don't think there's any patience for that kind of thing. So
no. Across every socioeconomic, like he'll have to pretty much live in solitary confinement for what? If he gets convicted and is as bad as it sounds like from what Russ Dellinger's saying, Russell, I mean, guys like that live by yourself for 25 something years, the rest of your life, because you can't, like, even in prison. I mean, you're more in danger there than you are probably anyplace else on the planet.
Yep, not good. I'll tell you what is good. Tennessee basketball, we've got it tonight. McNeese State, 7:30 p.m.-ish, over at the arena. And I would say this, man. We did not get to talk much about the Battle for Atlantis last week because we had football going on and Thanksgiving and all that stuff. You notice, like, our fans on Twitter, man, our basketball fans crack me up, dude.
Are basketball fans?
Yes. Yes.
Why do they crack you up more so than our football fans?
Yes.
Why?
Because we won that tournament, dude. We won that tournament in, you know.
We're strutting?
Pretty dominant fashion. I mean, one of those games was close, but like the other two, we pulled away. We beat Kansas decisively. We beat Butler. We pulled away from then. What was the game in between?
Oh, USC.
USC. That one was close, but we won that tournament without one of our best players. What, I mean, were you on Twitter at all during that tournament? Like, the tone of our fan base It's unbelievable, man. Like, you would have thought that we didn't even show up, that we lost all three games decisively. Rick Barnes doesn't know how to coach. Our team can't shoot. We're a bunch of dumbasses, can't play.
We went in there and played like a top 10 to quite honestly, in my opinion, a top five level, how you expect a top five basketball program to go into one of those deals and play. What was not – we were – our best player didn't play.
But, and, I mean, did you see that too? I'm not making
a little
up,
bit.
Right?
No, you're not. I mean, they're completely irrational. And the sad part is some of the nuttiest ones, Russell, are buddies of ours.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say it.
I didn't really want to – go ahead.
I had to talk my guy Christopher Gabriel off the ledge. I was like, CG, we're dominating this. He's like, I won't put words in his mouth because I don't have the whole text. I was like, dude, we're good here. We're good.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was CG. Damn, I was just going to say, like, you know, so Billy Stats in the three and out guys.
Oh, Billy Stats is like, oh, man, he's gone.
He's got issues.
You're psycho. We don't win every basketball game we play by 40 points. I want to fire everybody.
I mean, somebody tore into who was it? I just had it, but I just picked it. I'm trying to I've lost it. Somebody in our fan base tore into somebody who's usually like super complimentary of Tennessee athletics. Like, what are you all doing? Fall Twitter, man.
Is it leftover vitriol from the South Carolina game / the college football playoff committee / the Rose Bowl, whatever's going on there with the cluster situation now? Is it just like taking that anger and projecting it onto the basketball situation?
I think it, to take it to a whole nother deeper level than that, I think there's a little bit of it is from the way we went out in baseball, and a good chunk of it goes back to that, you know, the way we looked against Michigan.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's just that our fan base is raw right now. But yeah, I mean, it did not help all the, you know, Hooker blowing his ACL, everything you just mentioned, the Jeremy Banks stuff. The way this kind of just veered out of control here at the end. And we did, saying that, it sounds insane to me, Russell, because we're 10-2.
You're so good at basketball, man.
We're actually just pissed today because we're not going to get to the New Year's Six Bowl of our choice that we want to go to.
Hey, listen, man, I'm not even that pissed about that. Like I said, man, we're going to New Year's Six Bowl. It's whatever. Cotton Bowl's big time. I'm still upset about South Carolina. That's the thing to me, is just blowing that game. But listen, not going to go down that road right now. I'm not going to tell. I can hear Jamie calling in right now. Oh, Russell telling us how to fan again. Look, you think whatever you want to think. I'm just saying, with this basketball team, if there's a portion of our fan base that has let it become all about March, and I get it. It's a tournament sport. I want to go to the Final Four bad, you know, as bad as anybody. And it's frustrating losing over and over again. But, man, like, not to get too philosophical on you here, but in life, it's about the journey, right? And if you're only concerned about the destination, you're not going to have a very good time. It's not going to be a happy person. And I think you got to, with this – with Rick Barnes basketball, if you can't enjoy the journey, again, do what you want. But if you're one of those folks, I don't know why you follow it, because it's not it. You know, 9 times out of 10, or so far 100 times out of 100, like it's not gonna, you're not gonna be satisfied. So,
I mean, at the end of the NCAA tournament, there's only one fan base that goes home happy, truly happy. Out of 68
teams. I'm
going
to enjoy the journey, man. We got a good team, very well-coached group. Is it going to go very far in March? If I were putting a wager on it, I'd probably say no. I saw some odds. I think we talked about this on the show. Plus 500 for Tennessee to make the Final Four. They're really good odds, man. You put down $10, maybe win $50 at the Falls Go. but I'm not, you know, I'm not betting on it. I'm not betting on it. Why? You know why. But I'm not going to let that detract from enjoying the ride there. And I'll be just as pissed off, probably more pissed off than most people if we end up getting bounced before we ought to get bounced in the tournament. But I'm not going to let what happens at the end define the entire thing. But that's where a lot of people are, man. I get it. It's just, it seems like a frustrating way to go through your fandom.
Hey, Russell.
Quick timeout. It is The Drive, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board, 546-8200. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive. Cheer on the Big Orange with White Claw Hard Seltzer. Made pure with their unique brew pure process, White Claw is crafted with quality ingredients and made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. With only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar, White Claw Hard Seltzer won't weigh you down. Available now in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Pick up a variety pack and try them all. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.
This fall, our friends at G&J Auto are giving away free window tints every Wednesday throughout football season. That's right, free window tint jobs for fan-run listeners. Tinting your windows is cool, both literally and figuratively. First of all, it just looks badass. Second of all, it actually lowers the temperature inside your vehicle and keeps you cooler than the other side of the pillow. You can win your free window tint by going online and registering at fanrunradio.com/tint. That's fanrunradio.com/TINT. Then listen to Fan Run Radio every Wednesday during football season to hear the weekly winners. It's free window tint Wednesdays. Brought to you by G&J Auto Graphics, Knoxville's go-to place for custom vinyl vehicle wraps, window tints, paint protection, and more. Check out G&J online at gnjauto.com.
Hound Dogs is your premier destination for all licensed University of Tennessee apparel. Stop in and choose from a variety of options to get you and your family ready for game day. From hats to polos, and even the best vintage selection you'll find in East Tennessee. Or if you need to deck out that man cave, Hound Dogs has you covered. Shop local and check them out online at hdknoxville.com or stop in at 9250 Kingston Pike right off the Cedar Bluff exit. Tell them Jake and Adam from Fan Run sent you.
Hey guys, if erectile dysfunction has got you feeling down, well, I've got good news. Our friends at National RX are ready to give you a big lift with a great deal on Sildenafil. Save big on the generic form of Viagra at National RX, now offering Sildenafil at the unheard-of price of just 50 cents a tablet. You'll see some of these online retailers charging as much as $3 a pill for similar products. Wouldn't you rather pay 6 times less and spend your money with a locally owned and operated pharmacy? It's easy. All you have to do is take your prescription to National RX in Farragut and tell them you heard about it on The Drive. Just talk to your doctor and have the prescription filled at National RX. Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to Wendy's. You can call them at 865-392-1770 or just go online to nationalrx.com.
Hi, I'm VFL Max Pennell, and I'm a current part-time employee at Crown Cleaners. If you know of someone who is looking for part-time employment, whether they're an adult who needs a flexible work schedule or a high school or college student that is needing some work experience, contact Don at 865-584-7464. Again, that's 865-584-7464. Or email him at don@crowncleaners.com. That's don@crowncleaners.com. Crown Cleaners, a tradition of excellence.
This winter, make sure your heating and air unit doesn't leave you out in the cold. Call East Tennessee's heating and air professionals at Blue Water Climate Control. A locally owned and operated, veteran-owned and operated business, Blue Water Climate Control is the company that does the right repair the right way the first time. To schedule repairs or maintenance, call 865-299-2290 or just visit bluewaterclimatecontrol.com.
market of Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay. And yes. We got how many?
Five, and Vanderbilt got four. Vanderbilt got a kid from Clinton.
Yeah.
And Middle Tennessee State, Kansas, and UCLA was in on him.
Yeah, but Martin, here's the thing you got to keep in mind, brother. We took the number one player out of like five or six surrounding states and the second ranked player in another state. The, you know, that's just, yeah, I mean, if they're, you would like, well, to see Tennessee.
We've got the number one player in this year's class, and we've already got the number one player committed in next year's class. And here's the thing about Tennessee. I'm like, once you get past the top 10 players in the state, that's not a hard number, but give or take a couple. Like, there's not a ton of SEC-level players past that number. As in Georgia, you know, you got like 30 or 40 SEC guys every year. So, yes. Like, I don't worry about that as much. We're not worried about Vandy, are we, Martin?
No, I just enjoy seeing who signs where.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out for those kids, man. I mean, going to play college football at Vanderbilt is a great opportunity, and some of those guys will do well, I'm sure. And there's always like a guy or two they got that when we're watching them, I'm like, man, I wish we had gotten him, you know?
Yes. And the basketball team, Russell, if Josiah Jordan James does well, comes back, and if he learns or keeps busting the three shot, if he works on his three-point shot, I believe he will get drafted in the second round.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, if he can stay healthy, too. I mean, he has been injury-prone here, but, I mean, he's gotten so big. He's such a physical specimen now. He's got point guard skills. He can handle the ball. He's a great passer, very good defender, can defend multiple positions. But you're absolutely right, Martin. If he can show that he can stroke that three-pointer consistently, NBA team will give him a shot. And hey, through, he's only played in what, you know, three games or so far, but he is still the SEC's leader in 3-point field goal percentage. He's shooting 55% on the year.
Yes. And my two running backs are leaving. So that tells you how much I know about running backs.
Well, we all thought the Williams Thomas kid would be a stud, Martin. So
I did too.
Yeah. You can't, nothing's a sure thing. And isn't that funny that we signed two running backs last year, right?
Yes.
And the Sampson kid, he's from Baton Rouge. LSU didn't want him. Not a lot of other high-level SEC offers. We took him, and we thought he was just going to be a guy's on your roster, you know, doesn't do much. And we thought Justin Williams Thomas was going to be our next stud running back. Fast forward a year later, everybody's super high on Sampson. We think he could be a special player, and Justin William Thomas is on his way out.
And have you heard anything about the transfer portal on quarterbacks? Because I believe we're going to go after one, Russ. I really do.
Everybody keeps saying that, Martin. Everybody keeps saying that. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I believe we will. I'm not for sure, but I believe we will.
Well, time will tell. I don't think it's a bad idea. If you can find, it's just like any other position, man, if you can find a better player and you can upgrade, go ahead. Make your team better. Upgrade.
Joe Milton, he's good, Russell, but he's got too much touch on the ball, man. He fires it at him.
He got not enough touch. Everything's 100 miles an hour, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like, dude, take a little off it, man. Throw a change up every now and then, you know?
Yes. Well, I appreciate you, boys.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, bye.
Let's get Phil in here next on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Phil.
Larry, W.
What's up, Philly?
How are you, Bear Bryant and Mark Stone?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there. Just waiting until the UT basketball tonight.
There you go. You throw out the records when McNeese State comes to town.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I saw where Forbes beat Wisconsin last night. That's a good win for him.
Shout out to Steve Forbes. the Demon Deacons.
And the guy they had started Florida last year had about 30 points.
Who's that?
The point guard at Florida last year. Can't think of his name.
Is it Appleby?
It was Ziegler. Yeah, Appleby, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
But these transfers, we're gonna be seeing every year, two or three times a year. It's just it's just the way it is now.
Until they come up with some kind of governing body that can actually govern college football, this is how it's going to be. I think it's going to get really bad before it gets better, though.
I don't see how you have capitalism involved that you can have a governing body.
As long as you've got what involved?
The government. The Supreme Court says it's legal to do what's going on now.
It's going to be hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube for sure.
Well, no, it's just going to have to morph into something completely different. I've still been saying and still say it'll end up kind of resembling the NFL as far as the rules go. And to be in the whatever league they make up, you'll have to agree to play by those rules.
Well, also basketball, Philly. I mean, college basketball has become like you flip your roster just about every year. And I think football's going to kind of become like that too.
Well, you're already saying it, that the malcontents leave and the ones that don't play leave. And then look at Texas A&M. Somebody's going to profit off the players from there.
Hell, how many Texas have hit the portal yesterday? Seven?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it could very well end up being the same. I think that's probably going to be an average run-of-the-mill number for this stuff, Russ.
Is Walter Nolan officially in the portal now?
I don't think so. I feel like that's something that would have come across my desk if it were a final now.
Your desk, that's funny.
Wouldn't you say that it will probably happen now?
Wouldn't be surprised, Phil. Wouldn't be surprised. It would fit his profile as in high school.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I say bring him on. I don't know how serious he is, but I think, you know, we were texting about this the other night, Baird. You said you didn't want a piece of it. Bring me a 5-star defensive lineman. Put him in the Rodney Garner School of Defensive Lineman Construction for a year or two and see how it goes. Because if he transfers once, then he'll have to sit out a year. So, like, I don't worry as much about him transferring out. And even if he does, you roll the dice on a 5-star. It's like the kid from Clemson that we brought in for running back at the beginning of the year that we can't even remember his name. Like, he went to a couple practices. Yeah, you roll the dice. It didn't work out. Okay, no harm, no foul. It didn't hurt us any. Like, you got a chance to sign a 5-star defensive lineman, you do it.
I was kind of troubled by Tom Brady fan this morning on the 3 and Out saying that I was going to put Penn State above Tennessee. who the hell is Penn State beats any good this year?
Mm.
Purdue? That's their best win. They beat Purdue.
I love it, Phil. I love the knots they contort themselves in. I listened to the Corrigan thing. I did not see it live last night, but I watched it on my phone right before the show. And talking about Alabama, he said they've got quality wins over Mississippi State and Texas. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, they beat Mississippi State and Texas. That's great. Tennessee beat Pitt, Florida, LSU, and there's one more team that Tennessee beat, Phil. I'm blanking. Help me out here. Who was the other big win we had this year? Oh, that's right, Alabama.
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 But they beat Mississippi State, Phil. I mean, that's a quality win for Nick Saban's squad.
Yeah. Best in the big win, 8-4. Right?
Absurd.
All right. Y'all hang in there.
Thank you, Phil. He said that. Pooh Corrigan said that last night. They asked about Alabama. He said, well, they had two really nice wins against Texas and Mississippi State, so we're comfortable with where they're at. It's like, oh, really? That's interesting. What about the team behind them? Who have they beaten?
Hey, Russell, is there any kind of way, I don't know if this is possible in college football, Is there a way that these teams could have played each other to find out who was the better team?
I don't know. That would be interesting. Some sort of, shall we say, head-to-head matchup you're talking about? I don't know, Marcus. Get out here. We don't have time for all that nonsense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy talk. Stay with us. More crazy talk headed your way after a quick timeout here. Top of the hour break. Marcus will have your top five at five. Marcus, will we have an update on Christian Pulisic's balls when we continue?
You can look it up, I guess.
A testicular update on Captain America. Stay tuned. The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. We're back with more right after this.